Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squidbilly, dial on a Tuesday. The debates have already started.
I've already got a problem with your top five list.
You don't even know what's on the top
five
list.
But I already don't like it.
He's already mad about what may or may not be on your list.
HBO series. HBO series.
You probably left something like...
The word series.
You probably left something like The Sopranos or Succession off, and then you put on something like... You know, Sex in the City or Girls or something.
Wow. Yeah. You know me.
Dang.
You know me. Sex in the City.
Just
top
Mike
slot.
At home watching
Number
Girls.
One draft pick. Girls.
Dude, how about that show? I had HBO on one day, and I laughed and I came back, and somebody was over the house, and I looked back, and that show was on, and I was like, and it was one of those scenes, mm-hmm. like sex scenes thing, and I was like, kind of looked at me. I was like, I have no clue what's on the TV right now. I was like, I left, and the TV was on a movie, and now this is on. And I was like, it's kind of like an embarrassing thing. Like, I'm not really sure why there's a just raw sex scene happening mm-hmm. in my basement right now on the TV, but I got to change it.
We're going to go in the huddle in just a second. Bo's got an interesting tidbit about some second-round draft picks. We'll also hit a little bit of NBA playoffs. But first, I want to get to this story that's coming out about Good Morning America anchor Michael Strahan. I don't know if you guys caught this the last couple of days. So his co-anchor, Sarah Haynes, evidently 5, 6, 7 years ago, went back to Texas to interview Michael Strahan's parents. Now, Michael Strahan had a pet pig growing up, much in the way that our own Squidbilly did. It turns out during the interview that Sarah Haynes, the co-anchor of Good Morning America, did with Michael Strahan's parents, they opened up about the fact that Michael never knew, but they actually had the pet pig for dinner at some point. Now, I'm not saying that's what happened to Squiggy.
It did not happen.
Okay, but let me just bring this home for 1 second. I'll let you comment. He didn't know until Sarah Haynes started joking with him just recently about this entire ordeal. And he was like, what are you talking about?
Right.
And she was like, you know, your pet pig that they, you know, use for bacon. And he was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Immediately calls his mother. And he's like, did you eat my pet pig? Sarah Haynes this entire time is like, I am so sorry. I did not mean to start family drama. But yes, you know, that all came out in an interview 5, 6, 7 years ago. Michael Strahan just did not know until now.
I have real questions, though.
Like, and he's like 50.
He's older than that. How did the pig die? Because you're...
That is a good question.
Because I'm not sure about you guys, but I'm not like just going to straight up eat a animal that died of natural causes. Like, if, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sure that they right. made a decision at some point.
Right. There must have been a decision made. But the point
but
is
how do you get away with
that? They were never planning to tell
they
him.
They weren't going
to
tell him.
So is there any chance, Bo?
No. First off.
Have they told you?
I can tell you that if my dad's got one of the softest spots for animals, mm-hmm. And if it's his pet, no way.
But does he like bacon?
Well, yeah, he's a red-blooded American. Of course he likes bacon. He likes bacon at the store.
Sure.
He doesn't like the bacon that he raised. Right. And the thing for me is like, so what happened? Michael Strahan goes to school. I mean, how naive is Michael Strahan? He goes to school one day, and his pig's alive, and he comes home, and the pig's dead. Like, yeah, he just died of natural causes. We buried it. Well, where's the grave at? Don't worry about it. I mean, I'm just saying.
By the way, we're having breakfast for dinner tonight.
Yeah,
I'm just
yeah.
saying. Oh, do we need breakfast? To send Allie Dude. Out to Dallas, Georgia, to an interview?
I mean, I know it's probably not the Mr. same for you Billy. Now, but breakfast for dinner back in the day was the jam.
It was. We still do it all the time.
You know,
still do it all the time.
I know, you know, some cheese eggs and some bacon, some sausage, the biscuits, homemade biscuits with
little side
butter.
Of squiggy. No big deal.
No, man. No, no. Don't even.
I was just about to say maybe a side of squiggy.
Hey,
y'all don't even. You don't get it. It's like eating your dog.
Well,
if Charlie died today,
not.
Yes,
Stop.
It is.
You eat pigs all the time. I don't ever eat dogs.
It's
nothing
different.
Like that.
You don't eat a pig that's a pet, dude.
Okay.
You don't even see the pigs you eat.
Listen. No part left, you know, not molded back into this world. Allie's got the NBA playoffs ready for us.
Yes. Last night, the Thunder won game 4 against the Timberwolves. SGA pulled in a playoff career high of 40 points. Huge night for him. Jalen Williams had 34 points. Final score was 128-126, making the Thunder just one win away from the NBA finals. Game 5 is tomorrow in OKC.
He was a rebound away from a triple-double. He's the MVP. He's playing like it. It's finally good to have a game in this series that wasn't decided by double digits. But I don't know. This series has not been, to me, what we wanted it to be. I think it was supposed to be the two new possible faces of the NBA going toe-to-toe. And it's kind of been like alternating around. You just can't get 16 points from Anthony Edwards and win if you're Minnesota. You can't. He has to be special every night in this series because you're playing a deeper team. And that's the gist of it for me.
Well, and on Sunday, the Knicks beat the Pacers, but Indiana still leads the series 2-1, final score 106-100. And tonight, you know, I swear I had this thought the other day. I was like, it's such a shame that Tyrese Halliburton is doing so well in this series. He's in the playoffs, and his dad can't be there. But tonight, John will get to make his grand return, but he is being put up in a suite nowhere near the court size.
I have a problem with this because a normal fan would not be allowed back in the building ever, and that's all he really is. I don't care whose dad he is. He's a normal fan that violated the rules egregiously. And therefore, he should be...
I'm not ready to go that far. There's a lot of fans that talk trash to
Really? Giannis. How many of them go on the court and get right in their face?
There's been a couple.
I don't know. And they also ended up knocked out in those games by the NBA player. I don't like it.
I'm kind of in between on it. Like, I would want the dad to be there, so I feel for it. But he did make an egregious mistake, so I'm kind of halfway on it. But as far as the game goes tonight, look, if Karl Anthony Towns can step up the way he did, as much as we joke about his changing of voices, if he can,
zesty Karl Anthony Towns,
if he can step up the way he did down the stretch of Game 3, they're going to have the chance. Jalen Brunson needs to be a little bit better too. I think while he's still been good, I think there's we've seen him take it to another level, so he's going to take it to another level tonight because the Pacers, I think, are going to perform better than they did in Game 3. So should be a good one tonight. Just like we got the best game between the Timberwolves and Thunder last night, I think this will be the best game of this Knicks-Pacers series, besides maybe Game 1.
Squid Bill, you made a comment this morning about these second-round draft picks. Only a couple of them have signed. You think you've got a good reason why?
Well, the Browns ruin everything for everybody. So let's just go ahead and put that out there.
Thank you, Cleveland.
There's 30 unsigned second-round draft picks right now in the NFL. Now, actually, I blame the Browns, but they're only half the culprit in this. The Texans, on the 8th of May, gave Jaden Higgins a fully guaranteed contract, which is the first time it ever happened for a second-round draft pick. As you guys well know, the only draft picks that get fully guaranteed contracts are first-rounders. See, fully guaranteed contracts are not a thing in the NFL until Deshaun Watson, and that was first given by who? The Browns.
Cleveland Browns.
Mm-hmm. Ironically enough, this came from the Texans, so these two are always linked in it. But then the Browns turned around and gave Carson Schwechinger a fully guaranteed contract as well. He was their second-round pick the next day. No other second-round picks have signed. First time ever this late that only two have signed. And I think they can be...
Fill in the blank.
A direct result of the ridiculousness from the Browns and the Texans giving these guys fully guaranteed contracts. The NFLPA and NFL players won't fully guarantee contracts. They're never happening in the NFL. Unless the only way they'll ever happen is if there is a forgiveness thing. Like the NBA, Dylan, what's the thing with the NBA where you get like once every like 10 or 15 years, you get a, you can forgive the contracts based on like a franchise player not living up to it. There's an out in it, and you get to use it every once in a while. And I had the ramifications when you can use it, it loses me. But I'm telling you, this will be a point of contention between the PA and the NFL when they do the next CBA. I guarantee the PA is going to push for fully guaranteed contracts for second round picks.
I don't mind it. I don't mind it. I'm like, dude, go ahead and sign them up.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I believe you're talking about the amnesty provision.
Yeah.
Beau.
Yeah. Wow. Yes. Wow.
Check that out.
Good, Dylan. Where you at? Because hey. Allie's over here making you look silly with your NBA.
Better crack restart staffer than me. I got to give that one, Allie.
We do have to go to break because when we come back, we are going to hit a little bit of that Braves series that starts tonight. A big one coming up tonight. Obviously we got to do Top 5 Tuesday. Top 5 HBO series. Top 5 HBO series. It promises to be the most controversial list yet on Top 5 Tuesday for Mike Dub.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.